I must go there.
Tomorrow morning
we will go. I pray all, I request all to be there.
7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock in morning, with so many kartals and false madams, we will go and dance and serve Swamiji. He will see here and he will see that we are all there in their rank. He will be so happy. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Vandeya Tuti hear the melody of this throat. Only by the mercy of Guru Goswami. We will have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and by that we can know all these things. So what is Jugal Priti? Jugal Priti means divine couples, divine love. We are not realizing, not thinking, going deeply, so we are not. We are involved in worldly toxic cases of foreign things. We know that we have no so much faith, then name can give everything. So we are trying so much here and there to make money, to make pratishtha, to make our knowledge more, so we are going to colleges and everywhere to become PhD. We have no faith. Other if we will say, like Srinivas Acharya, you know, Srivas Pandit, once he clapped like 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu told you, why you are clapping this in 3 times? 1, 2, 3? He told that you are asking me that you have nothing to take anything, there are no rats in your homes. You know where rats are found.
If there is a grain,
then but you have no grain, so rats are not there. And rain falls, every rain drops goes to his home.
Roof.
Because no roof at all. You have no water pot. You have nothing. So how you will maintain your life? He told you, 1, 2, 3. And no, nothing to eat, nothing to have, a mahaprasad. I will fast 1 day, second day also. Third day, I will fast. And if for today nothing, then I will jump in chicken and give up my life. Mahaprabhu told that. Nothing to work, so
worry.
If Lakshmi himself, Lakshmi means the goddess of
fortune,
wealth. If you will take some pots and beg door to door, but you will have not to beg anywhere. Because those who are chanting name is himself Krishna, the husband of this Lakshmi. Who is the Lakshmi? Husband Narayan. And Narayan is the manifestation of that Krishna. Not Krishna, but Baldev Prabhu. And Baldev is the manifestation of this Krishna. So Krishna is supreme. And who are telling and chanting Krishna, they cannot be heard. They cannot guide it out. Krishna will come and take something on his head and he will get to them. You know one history, that there was a devotee named Arjun Mishra. First of poor. He had nothing to eat, nothing to, but anyhow he needed to go to bed. One day he was writing something, explanation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and this slope came. Anna, Ananna, Chintayanto Mam Je Jana Pratipasate, Yoga Srimabhanam. This slope was that, that those who are engaged totally in chanting, remembering Krishna, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, I will go and serve them what they want. If they want food, I will go and carry this food to them. If they want clothing, I will go and serve them. Everything I will go there. He cut that line that Krishna cannot come because he has no shape. Why will he come? He can give inspiration to others, then he can bring. But Krishna will not come himself. And so he take a red pen and cut off. And went to pray. But today, nothing was received. He returned empty-handed. And he was about to come. In the meantime, a very little boy, aged only 12, so beautiful, some, this was like clouds, and very sweet speaking, he came and called, oh mother, open the door. At once the wife of that Brahmin came and opened. He saw that there was a very little aged boy, so beautiful. And he was taking breath from space. And he was so tired. He told the sage, who are you? I am the disciple of Gurudev. He could not take name, but he told that I am Gurudev. And Gurudev has sent these all these things, so much atta. Flour, rice, chawal, dal, ghee, maida, bhura, sweets, milk, everything he has. I could not carry. It became late. Then he took the
scratch.
Why you are making late? You are making late. Go at once. See. My bag. And then he saw them.
What?
About red, flower, clean. See, they can tell us and let he come and he will come, I will rebuke him. Why did this? He told that, oh boy, come in. And I am making some preparations and after taking, you should go. Otherwise, no. But yes, I am waiting. And he began to take something from that and he began to prepare good chapati with ghee or chawal, dal and all others. In the meantime, the Brahmin came and told them, oh, open the door. He went curious there. Why you have done so mistake, given so much weight and load to this boy? Who is the boy? Are you, he is sitting in
your disciple.
Your disciple, so beautiful, is at about 12, beautiful and sweet. Oh, I have no disciple at all. Who has come? Are you come on? And he went and began to search, but he was not there. Who is he? He was Krishna. They both began to be. And Brahman brought his book, told that I bring my that book. And he saw that the reddish line was vanished, gone. To make him understand that what is Gita is all true. So this should faith on Krishna name. Name Krishna name can get anything. It is more merciful than Krishna himself. But we have no faith like this. Haridas Thakur has so. all the Goswamis have this view. This is right. Then if trying, if having so much faith, then only Krishna chanting like Haridas Thakur 3 lakhs and all this remembering him and everything will come and we will can see in that. So we should pray to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Bhale Raghu Maharasa Rajana Kharoye Sada Narodama Dasa Rupa He has served Swamiji also. So I honor him and I want that he should give some teachings and we should follow. He can also glorify his Gurudev. How sweet he was, how generous he was, how merciful he was. He can tell also about that.
Maharaj is always my well-wisher, and he's always putting me in some position to try to become purified and humble. He's also flattering the way he's on reality about my purity.
Microphone,
Maharaj says he doesn't know flattery, but I disagree with him. He's flattering me by saying that Maharaj is pure Vaishnava. He has many times flattered me. Most astoundingly, once he called me his old colleague. I'm very happy that somewhere he's included me in his undergrad. Maharaj spoke many wonderful things. I know everyone couldn't hear everything that he was saying, but there are tape recorders here and there are many devotees. I seem to recall something similar that our Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was saying in relation to how this Ramani has cut off the slok and then this has gone around. So this is, so Prabhupada was saying like that, maybe someone like Jadarani would remember. I don't remember exactly, but the words of the Mayavadi, they are like the whip on the body of Krishna. Actually, he cannot be whipped, but still, we are saying that he has cut with the red pen, and so the red line. So who gives this impersonal commentary to Bhagavad Gita by his speech? His speech is very cutting. Very painful to Krishna and more painful to the devotees. The devotees cannot tolerate that. So We're very happy that Maharaj has come to New York. He has saved the best for last. I told him, you're going, Maharaj, to the Big Apple. Big Apple. This is the Big Apple, Maharaj.
Yes.
So Swami Maharaj came first to the Big Apple and began his preaching mission here. And it has always remained as a special place in the hearts of all the devotees worldwide. So about Srila Prabhupada's coming here, I want to say something in relation to that. It is about seva, service, and service necessity, or the necessity of service. When service becomes most valuable. There are many branches of service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Bandhanam, Dasham, Satyam, Atmanivedanam. Nine branches in devotional service. These are performed by devotees in various stages of devotional service. And we are studying that in our books. But more importantly is that we try to follow that. And Maharaj is told, one cannot remain a Kanishtha Adhikari forever. It's absolutely no credit to our Guru Maharaj to say that we are always on the lower level. It's absolutely no credit to him. Only we can give credit to our Guru Maharaj when we come to the higher level. There's no question of being a Prabhupada Nuga or a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, or for that matter, even a follower of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada, or a follower of any Acharya in our Sampradaya unless one has become Rupa Nuga. Unless we have become a follower of Sri Rupa, we have not really become a follower of our Guru Maharaj. His message is to make us Rupa Nuga. Actually, we can say Prabhupada Nuga, but this is not pleasing to him. I never heard any disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur tell, we are Prabhupada Nuga.
Yes.
They are told, we are Rupa Nuga.
Yes. Same wine in
same wine in a different bottle. A miracle done, your divine grace, Srila Prabhupada wrote. And so, service is valued according to the necessity. Krishna does not like complacency amongst his devotees. And that is our all-time classic disease here in the Western world. We become complacent. Oh, Prabhupada gave so many books. We don't need more. But actually, who's reading those books? And even who's reading those books, which sections of those books are we reading? We're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, but which section? Mahaprabhu eating much prasadam than the bags of Radha. Which one we're reading? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touring South India, going from place to place to place, spreading Harinam. But Ramananda Sambhad, that we're not reading. The talks of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually, there are five conversations. Ramananda Sambhad, Rupa Shiksha, Sanatan Shiksha, Prakasananda Sarasvati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Five conversations. That is that philosophy. People are telling, that is philosophy. But without that philosophy, we will not become eligible to taste any ras or any cream. And when that philosophy comes, then we're yawning. We have something to do, some place to go. There are 100 slokas in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that have come from the very lips of Sri Radhika and Lord Govinda, but we are not reading them. And when reading them, we are falling asleep. Then we are telling everything is in Prabhupada's books. Then we have got some type of lethargy. To break that lethargy, Krishna is sending his men. Maharaj has come to help us break this lethargy. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, our Shiksha Guru, he used to say, you are sons of nectar. You are born of nectar. You are meant to taste nectar. Where are you without nectar? Simply on the desert of material existence. So it is not suffice to say, we have enough. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never told like that. Mahaprabhu did not say, I have so much. he may have said, oh, I had, now I have lost that. Six Goswamis are roaming through Vrindavan. They are wondering, always searching. What is the slok? Hey, Radhe, Rajadeva, Ki, Chalalite. And our Srila Prabhupada, he came here chanting that slok. He came here singing Sat Goswami Ashtakam.
And weeping.
Once I heard my god sister Jadarani, 2-3 years ago, I went to a Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. Not as an official member, but I wandered there in the night. So there was a Prabhupada memorabilia night, and many devotees assembled in a pandal. So I just sat in the corner, somewhat in the shadows in the evening, and watched the proceedings. Many older devotees were there, and one godbrother, previously from Australia, Madhubisa Prabhu. He was the master of ceremonies, giving the microphone to various devotees. And each and every, at least on that night, each and every remembrance of Srila Prabhupada resulted in laughter. Resulted in laughter, in happy times, and good remembrances. By and by, the microphone came through Jadarani. Then I thought, I must hear something more from Jadarani, because she has come in the association of our Sripad Narayan Maharaj. So she must say something more than what we've heard so far. And I was recalling also that just that very day, I had gone to darshan to our Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj at his ashram at Gopinath Bodhi Mas. And I asked him something about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And just mentioning the name of his Guru Maharaj, he entered into very, very deep mood. Actually, I asked him, are there any tape recordings of Saraswati Thakur? He became very intense in his mood of remembrance of his Guru Maharaj. He looked at me like I was the grand fool on the earth. And he told me, Baba, Guru Maharaj Saraswati Thakur is here in front of us always. So that evening I was remembering that incident with Srila Prabhupada Puri Maharaj. So I thought, what type of remembrance is it of our Guru Maharaj that always ends in laughter? That is not sufficient, actually. Although we will remember these happy times, but long after his departure, we should try to remember something very substantial and very deep about him. So then our Jadarani began to tell a story which Srila Prabhupada told her, maybe 1967. It was a story about Jayadeva Goswami, who was writing Gita Govinda. And he began to write a verse. That verse begins, Dehi Pada. Then he thought, what is this? Where does this impure thought come from? He abandoned his writing. This sloka also telling, as Maharaj said, what is Seva Kunj? How Govinda has served the lotus feet of Sri Radhika and Gopis. So like that, in a very strong way, Krishna is begging desperately Srimati Radharani for her forgiveness and for her foot dust. So Jayadeva Goswami thought, what is this? This is some impure thought that's come within me. He abandoned his writing. Srila Prabhupada was telling the story to Jadarani, and as the story was unfolding, at least it was my perception that she was trying to take the remembrance beyond just the normal remembrance. That actually our Guru Maharaj came here with something very sweet and very divine, but he could not find the proper ears to receive the full-fledged meaning of his message. If someone studies analytically the tapes and the activities of our Srila Prabhupada, he begins talking about Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami, Radha Govinda. You just see even those recorded lectures on Radhastami, and you will see a gradual progression from the higher to the lower. Until his last day, simply he's telling, life comes from life, not from matter. You understand what I'm saying? He came with the message of Sri Rupa. But the Adhikari, to hear that and to understand that, that was lacking. So according to the necessity, he gave and he gave and he gave and he gave. And in his last breath, actually, he was giving that Bhaktivedanta Institute and arranging so many things, how the scientists should come to this understanding that life comes from light, not from matter. But we are thinking that this is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness. Vegetarianism. Life comes from light. You're not this body. Karma. These are all Mayavad and Buddhistic theories also. Jayendra Saraswati of Kanchipuram, he agreed with you 100% on that. Furthermore, we are now telling everyone that we came from the eternal pastimes of Krishna to rot here in this material world. And Jayendra Saraswati at Kanchi, first class, he will agree with you. Yes, your Golok, your Vaikuntha, it is a fallible place. It is wrought with disaster. But our Brahma, then you will find the ultimate peace, ultimate rest. Basically, the principles in Mayavad and these things, this is not Krishna consciousness, actually. Even our four regulative principles, we wouldn't think to live without them, but you can follow them till the end of time and not produce any Krishna bhakti. Any Krishna bhakti whatsoever. But same time, if you want to be sahajya and rascal and do all nonsense things, still, we will not see Krishna bhakti there either. We give the example of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He would become guru of Gadadhar Pandit. When Gadadhar Pandit first came to see him, what he saw? Pundarik Vidyanidhi had a turban, jewels, costly perfumes, beautiful bungalow, smoking a hookah also. Gadadhar Pandit thought only. Only thought. What type of a Vaishnava is this? No kundimala, no sika, no tilak, no trappings and dressings of the Vaishnava. Oh, suddenly there he possibly made some offense. And then Harsh, who was by his side?
He returned to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu gave Mukunda Prabhu.
To take in there. Mukunda chanted one sloka from Bhagavad.
Barahapriyam. And
Ahobhakim. Then? You can find these slokas. I'm not good at remembering many slokas. Please excuse me. Then he saw a transformation in Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He became mad, throwing his turban from his head and breaking his cloths and his jewelry, smashing his water pot, pounding his feet, and crying. crying, oh, what is the wonder, what is the mercy of my Lord? Huh? Because he has given such great mercy to the Putana demon. She has come to kill Krishna. But he is so kind. She has come as mother. He has extracted little bit of reality from her approach, and he has given her all success in Vatsalya Ras. So then Gadadhar Pandit realized, oh, this is a Vaishnava. But generally, the Vaishnava is coming like Maharaj. He is in good dress and tilak and sikha and showing us the way in that way. But that is not the standard of a Vaishnava. Only these rules. Only, we are telling everyone, simply chant 16 rounds daily, follow the four regular principles. You will develop the perfection of life. Yes, that is true. Because if you do that, sincerely, that will lead you to other stages in Krishna consciousness. And then your life goes upside down and goes backwards. And so many problems begin to happen. You have to leave so many things in order to achieve that. So, Krishna very much values the service of his devotees according to necessity. And one who is preaching amongst the devotees, Krishna says, is very dear to him. And one who comes to awaken us from our lethargy in Krishna consciousness and to pursue vigorously the lotus feet of Krishna at Vrindavan, not just anywhere. We are of a particular type of devotion. Devotion in Vrindavan. We are not for Dwarka, actually. We are not for Vaikuntha. One devotee recently said to me, if I can give Vaikuntha, I'll be very happy with that. I said, why? You are a Prabhupada man. You're always telling me, you are the Prabhupada man. I am the outside man. But I can tell you that Prabhupada is not in Vaikuntha. So why do you want to go to Vaikuntha? And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in Vaikuntha. And Nityananda Prabhu is not in Vaikuntha. So how can we be satisfied with Vaikuntha? We cannot be satisfied. Satisfaction is our enemy. We must always hanker more and more in the line of Sri Rupa. That was the teaching of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Not simply chant, dance, and be happy. It is happiness. Someone told Swami Maharaj looks very sad in one photo. He told, no, it is great happiness. So, what service Maharaj is doing for our Srila Prabhupada and for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for coming on this world tour in his advanced age and taking all difficulties? He's getting supreme mercy. He's getting the mercy of his Guru and his Guru Varga. He's getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whole bunch of tattva, all members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya giving mercy, and all members of Goloka also giving their mercy. So what we should do, Maharaj will go away in a few days. Again, become complacent. Oh, I have heard from Sadhu. Yes, we have heard from Sadhu. Now we must become thirsty after that. Many of you should take the opportunity and follow immediately to India. Those that cannot should group together, make your sangha. And not simply for what we call dowers, diplomacy, and despotism. Not for these things, but for the real purpose of Krishna consciousness. Saraswati Thakur once said that in Mayapur function, so many people came, very nice speeches. Of course, Maharaj may not say that now, but Saraswati Thakur said, please, now don't cheat me. Maharaj has put before you the wares of the spiritual world. Those things which Prabhupada said don't show to people, ordinary people. He has put a sample of the very high wares that are being sold in the marketplace of the holy name, where Haridas Thakur is the supreme acharya. Where merchants are Rupa and Sanatana, Marganathas, and Bhakti Manohar Thakur. He has shown the wares. But it is sad that in the name of Srila Prabhupada, many people are denying these things. One very old devotee said, you know, those are the people who say that serving Radharani is more important than serving Krishna. So I thought, well, which camp do you belong to? Maybe he's with Chandravali. Let me just say one little thing before I stop talking. Maharaj, in this place, there is Radha Govinda. Maybe you cannot see, but there is Radha Govinda, deities that Swami Maharaj brought here. And he called as Radha Govinda.
Yes, maybe that accent and
no, this one.
The little ones.
No.
Yes, the little ones.
The little ones you said.
Yeah.
Then one big ones.
Yes.
The Gayatri Devi, Rajmata at Jaipur, at Govindaji's temple, in the Mahal, in the palace, she had some big deities of Radha Govinda. And when Swami Maharaj made a program there in 1971 or 2, then she was very charmed, and she gave those. Then they came from here, and then so anyway, I don't want to cheat you more because I'm taking Maharaj's time.
No.
Enough time. Maybe there's some questions devotees would like to ask Maharaj. Whatever you desire.
Thank you.
I'm so much fortunate to serve Swami Maharaj in so many ways. In his last days, that she was there, so many devotees were there. She called me, I want there. The very day when he was departing from this world to his Master Radha and Govinda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, and he took my hand in his hand, waiting something, and he told that I am so happy to have you. Have some wishes? You can fulfill it. I want that you should give my samadhi with your own hands, with Vedic mantras. I know that you are so much
qualified
and experienced in these things. Rabbi Samari, God brothers of Swamiji and all senior Jivishi members also were there in front of me. He told me, he also told that after my going, he will also manage my last Mahotsav, Birah separation and
festival.
He also advised them to give some donations to all the temples as you like. What should be given? It depends on you. One thing more I want to you, that you should be always helpful to my disciples. I brought them from various countries from whole world. But I know that they are like child. You should support, you should nourish them, and we should try to train also them. I thought that I am your disciple. I know that you are my Shiksha Guru from very beginning. So I will carry your all orders. I am fortunate to carry your orders, my dear. And after that, when I came from there, he could not speak a word to anyone. This was the last words, and he departed from this world forever. But I know, I told that all the disciples were there, that you should not think that he has left his body and he died. He is even today here. If you are so honorable and sincere, he will inspire you in all these things and his mercy will come to you. So don't think that he is dead. He is still alive. And he is forever he is here. So don't think that we have become orphans. He is so merciful and he will give mercy inspired here and here. So you should try to fulfill his mission, what he has begun. I think that his mission is more to do. He has done something. And something he has left as a remnant for you. So as a remnant, you should serve him and carry his orders. Don't quarrel among you. Don't misbehave any god brother. Try to honor all who have taken shelter of his lotus feet. And this will be honor. Otherwise, everything will be ruined. Don't criticize each other. Swamiji told that, oh, listen, what good things he has given to you, you should remind them all these things. So I am so much fortunate to carry him. I followed his directive orders. Samadhi and also village, everything. And when some case came against court case against, I fully supported this. I've never told any word against them. I will never do. I will always help them. I will always help my sir. Swamiji, like my Gurudev Srila Bhakti Srila Arjuna Keshava Goswami. I know that they are both on the same rank. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are same. We should try to honor both, all the Vaishnav also. If you want to serve Swamiji, don't criticize any Vaishnav who is even in Kanishta Vaishnav. If he is the disciple of disciple around it, they should be honored. Because they are family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, family of Swami. And if you are not following all these things and teachings, then we are not serving Swami accurately. So we should try to honor him, not to do Guru Avakya. If you are not following all these things correctly, that you are doing Guru Avakya.
Dishonoring Guru.
Dishonoring Guru. This is the honor of Swamiji. So we should know all these things. I am happy to hear Nrisimha Maharaj. He told some beautiful things. And I am seeing that Swamiji has brought me here to show his all the things which has done so miraculous. So I am thinking that my mission is successful. Vaishnavas from various places have went here. And I am requesting them that your devotees, dear devotees, you should show me where Swamiji used to see, where he used to sing, where he did hippies to happy, where he was here. I want to hear and to know all these things from you. Because senior disciples like you, there are so many disciples.
Satyaraj Prabhu is here.
Where is Satyaraj Prabhu? I request also Satyaraj Prabhu to lead me and to tell me where and how and help me also. I want to take the fittest of Swamiji here. So I want to request all to do kirtan there with so many madams, kartals. We go and dance and see and serve Swamiji and Gaur Pranayana. Any kirtan? Where is? You should come at once.
This is Anshari Dasi. She's the one, she's a disciple of Prabhupada. And she's the one who arranged this program.
Yes, someone told me. I'm so glad.
This is my friend from Washington, Haladar.
Yes.
I don't know everyone.
I wanted to meet all. And by my God's fortune, I met all. I'll stack their memory with me in my heart, India, in Vrindavan.
अज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी
Yeah.